Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show.
Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and I don't have a title for today's message. This is Monday, July 2nd, 2018. I have an all prophetic show for you. I haven't done one of these in a long time, but I was up at 2 a.m. yesterday morning, and apparently the Lord woke me up because all of a sudden he started giving me words. He'd give me a first name, and then he would just give me a word for somebody, and I'd be like, okay. After the first one, he got to the second sentence, I just grabbed my tablet and started to type. And what I ended up with are 16 pages of words. After I got to 15, I thought it was going to be two shows, but after two words, then he stopped on that. So I don't know that there's going to be another show. This may be the only one. So let me explain how this works for anybody who doesn't know. But one thing the Lord said is he said that he has people out there with no one else to get words through, and that's why he wanted me to do this show. He wants to speak to you now, in this time, in the time when you are hearing this, is your time to hear a word. And a lot of times, I give a word on a show or something, and people will write to me and say, was that word for me? I don't know if it's for you. I don't know for sure who it's for. I almost never know or even have any inclination who a word is for. Even if I know somebody by that same name, I hardly ever have any idea whatsoever. You are the person who will know. If you are, let's say you're sitting there and you're watching this video and all of a sudden I speak a word and you sound like it's God and he's talking right to you, then that word is for you. That's what it feels like when he speaks a prophetic message to you through someone. That means that word is yours. It doesn't even matter if it has somebody else's name on it or if it has no name on it. If you feel like he's speaking to you, he's speaking to you. The same way that he talks to us through sermons or if we're reading the Bible. If we're reading the Bible and all of a sudden the phrase just jumps off the page, then that's for you. That's him speaking to you. Okay. A word can be for more than one person. Also, if you are somebody that I know, or if I'm friends with you online or something like that, I ask him to speak to me for you under a different name so that I wouldn't know it was for you because I don't want anything influencing what I hear from him, okay? Because we want to be sure that the words are accurate. So you may hear a word. If you're one of my friends, you may hear a word and it'll be under somebody else's name. That's why. Or it may be under a nickname that you have that I don't know about. Okay. Gloria. Gloria, you are going through a breakup. The Lord says to tell you everything's going to be all right and to trust him. He's got this. That if you will obey him and not turn to sin and not trust in men instead of him, that he will provide for you supernaturally. Like he will just tell people that you don't even know to give to you. Trust him, Gloria. He is well able to provide all you need and more. And he does not want you living in abuse like you have been. But you must trust only in him, not in another relationship. If you want him to do this, no compromising, no sinning with men, period. Amy, you're worried about school and grades. The Lord says he wants you to seek his wisdom more than the knowledge that schools teach. He said you can have both if you will do that, but that you are making your grades an idol, and he is bound by his word to tear down every idol in your life. Put the wisdom of his word above the knowledge of this world to tear down that idol. Cindy, you are in the midst of a health scare. The Lord says to tell you that this sickness is not unto death, but for his glory, for he is going to heal you. It's cancer. I think it's breast cancer. Cindy, you must forgive your mother in order to be healed of this. When he heals you, the Lord says to be sure to give him all the glory and not the doctors, or you will lose your healing. He is saying to tell you everything's going to be okay. Stop crying and look up. He's got this. Start praising him for your healing. People are going to think you're crazy when they hear you, and that's okay because he's going to show them that he is real through that. And he will get the glory, and you will get your breasts back because he is going to recreate your breasts, Cindy. both of them. But he and he alone gets all the glory. Mark, you are about to get divorced and you are very sad about this. The Lord says that you're at a fork in the road of your life where you're being very tempted to go sin, like go to the clubs and start dating a lot of women and just using them. The Lord says, if you do this, Mark, you will get a sexually transmitted disease that cannot be healed, and you will, that cannot be cured, and you will desperately wish that you had not done it. It's not worth it. Turn away from those thoughts of sin and turn to the Lord with your pain instead. The Lord says to tell you, He is your portion. He is your portion now. Remember he told Abraham that he was his exceeding great reward? I think it's like that. And Abraham ended up with an incredible life. Let God work through the situation and praise him for a good outcome. He says right now it looks like it's going to be, it doesn't look like it's going to be a very good outcome. But he is saying, if you will choose me over sin, I'm going to turn all of this for your benefit. Linda, you are very ill. And you are, in fact, dying. The Lord says he doesn't want you to care about the facts because he is not going to let you die. He said for you to start saying, I shall live and not die. He said, if this is not your time and you must not cooperate with Satan in confessing death. The Lord says Satan put that disease on you, not him. You've been saying, I don't know why God gave me this disease. And he said, stop blaming him for it because he didn't do it. He came that you might have life, so stop confessing death and live. He has something for you to do. Carrie, you are suffering from intense loneliness. There are not a whole lot of people in your life, Carrie. God wants you to know this is not because anything is wrong with you. You have been wondering what is wrong with you, but nothing is wrong. God says you have been set apart for a special work he wants you to do. He says the time is not yet, and that is why you've not been told what the work is. He calls you his daughter, and he says you are a jewel. You are very precious to him, and he says when you spend time in his word, he is there with you. You are not alone, Carrie. And by the way, Carrie, I go through loneliness sometimes too. And when it gets intense, it can be the spirit of loneliness, and you can cast that out. Bob, you are a Bob, not a Bobby. The Lord says you have refused to give your heart to him, even though many have prayed for you, and he has blessed your life again and again. He said, when you hear this message, this is your last chance to do that because something bad is about to happen. He says he is going to stop blessing you because you refuse to acknowledge and follow him. Bob, take heed. This is no small thing. All those blessings you have been taking for granted were from him. Anne, you are a very special lady, Anne. You're pretty, but you are unique in many ways as well. You know you are blessed. The Lord says he is about to bless your socks off because you are blessed, but you still remain humble and pure. And that is of great price in the eyes of the Lord. And he is about to reward you in a very big way. I think something material or financial, because he's saying when he does this, don't forget it was from him. I think he means for you to tithe and offer on it to whatever your ministry is. Give back into the kingdom like you usually do so he can keep blessing you. Lily or Lillian, you've had a rough go of it lately. The Lord says to tell you it's all about to get better. Hang on, keep believing in him because he's got this. He says he is about to make a way out for you where there seems to be no way out. He said, when you see the door open, walk through it. I think you might be suffering an abuse right now. I'm not sure. He will make a way, Lillian. Hang on. And then get ready for your life to change dramatically for the good. It's going to be a wild ride that's going to turn out all for your benefit, he said. Bill or Billy, you have had a long, hard walk at something, and it's not been fun, the Lord says. Something to do with your health. The Lord says to tell you the danger is over. It is over. You can let go now and not worry. The cancer is not going to come back. Live your life for me, Billy, not in the world, and you will stay healed. Tell everyone I healed you and that it's not coming back. They won't believe you at first. You will see that in their eyes, but my mighty power will witness to them because they know what you are saying is against the odds. But I don't care about the odds, said the Lord. The odds mean nothing to me. I have all power in heaven and earth. Wow, Billy, God just declared your healing. Lance, the Lord says to tell you, I alone am your judge and jury. Why do you worry what man will think of you? Why do you care? And why do you care so little what I think? Submit your heart to me that I may purify your motivations and I will change it forever. Carmen, your heart is lovely before me, the Lord is saying. You have suffered much, my daughter, but I am delivering you out of your suffering. You have great rewards in heaven for all you have endured. You are an intercessor for me. I desire you would lift up lost souls to me daily, that I may save them, for there is little time. If you will do this for me, if you will give me these hours each day for the desire of my heart, I will grant you the desires of yours. I will grant you what you pray to me for continually. There's something that you pray for all the time. That's what he's saying, and that he's going to give you that if you'll give him hours of intercession every day. Allison or Allie, you are a precious jewel before the Lord of hosts. He says the enemy has had a field day torturing you, and I see the Lord is very angry about this, that God is going to bless you. The Lord says to tell you, Allison, that you have been called to joy. You are called to be very joyful. Your joy lights up a room when you're in it, and people have told you this. God wants you to spread that joy. He wants you to take that joy into places of suffering like hospitals, like children's cancer wards, like VA hospitals. There is some kind of presentation he has anointed you for where you speak like for 20 or 30 minutes, and then you just spread joy. This is your calling, and you will have great joy as you do it. He says if you will obey this, that he will bless you beyond anything you could have ever imagined. Ellen, you are going through a very trying time right now financially. You're not sure how to make ends meet in your current circumstances, and it's not because you live above your means, because you live very frugally. The Lord has provision for you. He is going to give you a way to make money online, and you are actually going to live in abundance, Ellen. He says you must trust him if you want this. He says you know what that means. Will you trust him or will you trust the money? He requires you to trust him and continue trusting in him if you want to do this. Okay, this word, this name sounds like Spinela or Espinela. I'm going to call it Espinela because I'm not sure. You are a very intense person, a very serious person. You are a no-nonsense person. The Lord says you are so busy being intense that you are missing a health problem you need to have checked out. It is important you do this right away or there will be consequences. Go now, Espinela, now. Lindsay, you have two choices before you and you have been asking the Lord which one. He said, go with the one that is increase. Go with the increase, Lindsay. That's the way he wants you to go. Nellie, you are going on a long journey. It's a trip, but it's going to take you much longer than you imagine. As you prepare for this trip, take provision for double what you're planning to take. You're going to need it. You'll be glad you did. Like if you're planning to go somewhere for a week, take enough stuff for 2 weeks because you're going to need it. I don't know why. Helen, I see you are divorced and you are just devastated by this divorce. You don't know what to do with your life now. Helen, the Lord says it was for your benefit that I did this. In the time coming, he was going to turn on you and hurt you. And I am protecting you, my daughter. I love you and I will provide for you. Do not fret. I will provide for you and I am a rich father. I own all the gold and silver. I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. You are mine and I provide well for my children. Rest in me. He is saying, give you this scripture and it will comfort you, Helen. Be still and know that I am God. Larry, your life is not going exactly as you had hoped. My son, I have a call on your life. In time, I am going to raise you up to preach my word to a very specific group of people. They are a small group, but I created you specifically to reach them. You know them already. You love me and you love my word. I put that love in you. Do not fear this call, for I will prepare you well. You will not be afraid to speak when I tell you. In truth, it will be impossible for you not to speak once you begin to walk in this. I will provide all you need. I will provide for you in that time. Trust me. Lenore, you have walked a rocky path, but your path will soon become smooth. When it becomes smooth, do not forget me and go back to the ways of the world. You have walked on an uncertain path for too long. She showed me that you were going back and forth. You'd go to the world, then you go to God. Then you go to the world, then you go to God, like you couldn't make up your mind. This is called being double-minded, by the way. You have walked an uncertain path for too long. I am requiring that you do not veer from walking with me again if you want to be blessed. Set your face like flint, Lenore. Lindell or Lenny, you have been walking a sad path lately. The Lord says to tell you, you are entering a season of blessing now and get ready to receive. He said, you have endured and you have remained faithful. You have resisted temptation and now he is going to reward you with blessings you never dreamed of. And he says, well done. That was a fiery temptation, but you turned away from it. I think it might have been drugs, but he is so proud of you. He says he always rewards those whose hearts are pure towards him. Marcus or Maximilian, or both. You are in a business venture. It is not going exactly as you had hoped. He says to tell you that the problem is not the person you think. You think it's the boss. It is a lesser employee who has far more influence than they should. You know, they say there's the person who runs the ship and then there's the person who actually runs the ship. I think it is a person who has an inappropriate relationship with the boss. God says, look there and you can solve this problem right now. Jane or Janet. I don't know what this means, but the Lord says to tell you time is up. He says you know what it means, and it means for you to take action on something. The time is up, Janet. Mary. You're a talker, Mary. You spend a lot of time talking. The Lord says you ask questions. You ask him questions, but you're never quiet long enough that you can hear the answers. And he's trying to speak to you. He says he is trying to speak to you sometimes through the people around you, but nobody can get a word in to answer you. He says your much speaking is why you have had so many questions and no answers, Mary. He says to tell you that you do that in prayer too. He says, conversations are two people, Mary, not one. Frank or Franklin, I see money around you. You are either a man of means or a man who deals with a lot of money, like in business. The Lord says to tell you, Franklin, that your time on earth is almost up, and he wants you to get your house in order. He says he has some very specific instructions he wants to give you about the disposition of your wealth. He says you have always had plenty, but many do not have enough, and he wants to communicate with you about that. He said, you will feel him leading you a certain way. Go with it. He said, do not resist me on this, Franklin, for I gave you what you have. Dave or David, you have had a long life, and God is about to take you home. But there is something you believe that is in error, and he wants to get that straightened out before he does. Seek him on this in prayer. Just pray and ask him to bring it to your mind and to get your mind as free of thoughts as you can and wait, and he'll show you what the error is. Barry, you have been all over the place in your walk. You're like a wild horse that no one can tame. The Lord says you have rebellion and lust in your spirit. You have never tamed either one because you have not cared to, he says. He wants you to deal with both of those now, or he says there will be serious consequences for you that you will not enjoy, and he will not deliver you from, because you refuse to obey. He is not pleased with you, Barry. You have not disciplined yourself, but instead just run wild and then expected him to clean up your mess. He says he is not going to be doing that anymore, that you have had enough time to come into agreement with him. He says, do the work, Barry. Do the work. Charles or Charlie, you have a heart condition that you are unaware of, and you're in danger of having a heart attack soon. The Lord says you need to get your house in order now, and he says that includes setting things right with your son, Charlie, do it now. You're out of time. Stop the stubbornness and obey me, says the Lord, or you will pay a hefty price. John, I see a motorcycle. I don't know if you have one or you're getting one or maybe you just want one. But I see you're on kind of a dark path right now, like you're going through something very hard. The Lord says to tell you that you are His son and He wants to help you through this time. He says, bring your pain to me, son. I am waiting for you to talk to me. He said, there was a time when you talked to Him a lot, but here lately you have had no time for Him. He said, your life has still been blessed, but could have been so much more blessed if you had not ignored what is the most important thing, your relationship with Him. John, there is something special the Lord wants to do for you that you have long desired and prayed for. This goes back many years, and you actually gave up hope of it ever happening. The Lord says to tell you that it is going to happen and that your hope has not been in vain. He said, keep your eyes on me, son, because I am mighty in power and I will show you my glory. That's a big promise. Katie or Caitlin, you have been having a rough time of it. A breakup and a baby are involved. You have been in pain, but you have responded with more kindness than anyone expected. The Lord is very pleased with your kindness. The Lord is saying He wants to be your only relationship for the next year, and that if you will submit to this, He will bless you with revelations that will change your life and change the way you look at and function in relationships. Give Him a chance, Katie. He wants to bless you. Barrett or Garrett, you have a very strong personality, but you have a good heart underneath it. Your life has never been easy, but you have managed to overcome your obstacles. The Lord wants you to know that He is smoothing out your path and bringing you a very special blessing. Maybe a baby, I'm not sure though. Your life is about to get much easier and nicer, He says. He says, continue to follow me and walk in my ways, and I will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Maddie or Natty, you are on a long journey of some kind. I don't know if it's schooling or what. You are a little bit weary and kind of wonder what you got yourself into. The Lord says to tell you that He is strengthening you to finish the thing that you started and to hang on. There is a reason you need to finish your journey besides the reason you think. There is another reason that you don't know about, and He says to trust Him. Mally, or something that sounds like Mally. You have kind of floated through life, you know, you have that kind of just, you know, flowing through life kind of attitude. The Lord is saying you've been lax in seeking Him. He desires you would seek Him and has nudged you many times. But you're not really interested. You're interested in seeking the pleasures of this world. The Lord says He is going to shake up your world and let some things happen in your life so you will seek Him. Ron or Ronnie, I see a lot of intensity in your life. Or you're a very intense person, very driven. The Lord says you have achieved a lot, but you have ignored the more important matters like your salvation and Him and also your family. The Lord says you have 10 days from when you hear this to change that, and then He is going to start removing some of the blessings that He has so generously bestowed upon you to get your attention. I don't know if y'all see this or not, but I'm seeing a trend in some of these words that the Lord is like running, the time is so short that the people He's been long-suffering with, He's just saying, look, your time's up. Now you can either get right or I can just start taking stuff from you. We need to pay heed to that, y'all. That's serious. Danny, you have Hawkeye focus. You know how to focus in on something and not let it go until it's done. The Lord said right now you're focused on doing something bad, Danny, and He wants you to forsake that plan right now and never pick it up again. He says, if you keep moving forward with this plan, He will be your enemy in it. He will stop you, and you won't like the way He does that. It will have very long-lasting consequences. Chris or Christy, you have a very tender heart, but a very tough exterior. Most people you encounter do not realize how vulnerable you are inside because you keep that hidden away. The Lord says that vulnerable part of you is where you were wounded as a young child, and it is very precious to Him. He kept every tear you cried then, and what happened to you grieved Him. He wants you to know He loves you deeply, and He is with you every step of your journey. He says if you will give that hurt to him, he will heal it and make you stronger. Terrell or Terry, you are a businessman, very smart, well-dressed and on top of your game. You are admired by all who know you, but you have one enemy that is out to take you down, someone from your past that is very jealous of all you have achieved. This enemy feels left out and left behind. I think he is a young man, slightly younger than you. The Lord says he wants you to reach out to that young man and tell him about Christ. This young man is going to be taken home soon and he does not know it. He says this young man will listen to you because he admires you so much. He wants to be like you. That's why he's jealous. He can't figure out how to achieve that. He's going to choose the wrong path soon, I think drug dealing or something like that, and he will be shot and killed in that lifestyle. It is your job to witness to him before that can happen. The Lord wants you to offer to mentor him. If he agrees, you will save his life. But because mentoring takes your time, you will have to sacrifice some to do this. The Lord says, you make the time and I will make up to you in your business by giving you far more money and notoriety than you would have had if you had not sacrificed that time. Martel or Martinel or something that sounds like that. You speak with a forked tongue. You recently caused one of God's people great harm with your tongue. The Lord said he wants you to apologize to that person and to cease using your tongue like that immediately. I believe it was a man that you did that to. Or you are going to suffer some very grave consequences. The Lord said you did it intentionally and knew exactly what you were doing when you did it. Stop it now. Go apologize and never do it again. To anyone, or else, he says, what will happen to you as a result will be far, far worse than the harm you have caused them. Tosh, you have been praying about your finances. You can't seem to stay ahead. The Lord says you are spending on stuff he does not want you spending on, and that's why. I don't know if these are things or entertainment or I don't know, but he wants you to give that up, whatever it is. It might be something related to vanity, something about appearance. He says he won't bless your finances until you do. Don or Donnie, I see you driving fast. You like to drive very fast in cars. Donnie, you are about to be in a car accident and you will be injured, but the other driver will be severely injured and is going to be your fault. The Lord says you can prevent this if you stop driving fast now. You know you love to speed. This accident will change your life in a negative way if you don't stop speeding right now. Lamont or Mondo, you've been just kind of chugging along through life, not really taking anything very seriously. The Lord wants you to know he has important work for you to do, and he wants you to get up and do it. He says it has to do with a group of kids you know. He wants you to learn about him and then teach them. There are several among this group that are called to be end times warriors. They all look up to you and they will listen to you. The Lord says, get moving and do not procrastinate on this like you do on everything else. Do it now. Okay, there's somebody listening to this who has a really amazing testimony. The Lord says you are supposed to be writing an ebook about that. And he said, write it, publish it, and give it away for free. And by the way, for anybody who doesn't know this, if you do your own formatting and design your own cover online, you can publish a Kindle book for free. It looks a lot better if you have professional formatting and professional covers, but you can do it for free if you need to. If you need help formatting, there's some good formatters out there online. Okay, there's a woman listening to this who's in a relationship with a man you really care about. You are a woman of God. You have just let sexual sin enter into the relationship. You believe this man is right for you. The Lord has this to say to you. A man I send will not lead you into sin against me. Repent and cut off that relationship right now or there will be consequences. Ladies, and this goes for the men too. If you are believing God for a godly mate, that mate that's sent from him will not tempt you and will not try to tempt you. In fact, they will protect you from sin, okay? They will protect you. They will protect the preciousness of that purity. They will protect your standing in ministry, the honor of your name. Come on. Y'all think about that. Mick or Mickey, I see you have a drinking problem. The Lord has been letting you slide on that for a period of time, but he's saying no more. You are hurting people with your drinking and your behavior. You will stop now or I will stop you because many prayers have been lifted up to me on your behalf. Stop drinking now or else he will make it where you will. Tom or Tommy, you work in construction. The Lord says you live a good life. You try to do what's right and you do have a fear of the Lord. Tommy, you're about to have an accident at work. This is not the Lord doing this, but it is Satan. And the Lord is warning you so you can prevent it, as this will be a very serious accident if you do not prevent it. The day that it will happen, if it is not prevented, is the day when the skies are gray, when it's real overcast, and you're trying to hurry up and finish something before the rain starts. Don't hurry. Don't even try to finish anything on a day like this. Just go home. The Lord says to tell you everything will be okay and you don't have to work that day regardless of what you think. It is not worth what will happen if this accident takes place. Daryl or Darren. The Lord says you've been faithful and to get your affairs in order because you're about to be called home in a way that will take you quickly. There will be no other warning except this one. Get everything in order down to the last jot and tittle of how you want it to be for the day that you leave Earth. Because you're leaving and it's a lot sooner than you think. Like really soon. He says you have much reward in heaven. Okay, that's all I have for y'all. I hope this is a blessing to you. If he gives me more words, I'll do another show. But I don't ever know when they're coming. So ask him if you need a word. Don't ask me because I can't control those, y'all. Just ask him. Just pray and tell the Lord you need a word. And he'll bring one through somebody. It doesn't have to be through me. He'll bring one through somebody. But Jesus bless you. Thanks for watching. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539. Or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Do you know someone who is going through a wilderness season right now? Have you heard about the Wilderness Companion Study Guide? It's a workbook with 41 lessons, including new stories from the wilderness and questions to help you work through your own wilderness experience. Read each lesson, then complete the questions to apply the lesson to your own wilderness experience. Get your copy of the Wilderness Companion Study Guide today and get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. The Wilderness Companion Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available on Amazon.com. Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night. Available now on Amazon.com. Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 is a collection of 58 short inspirational readings that will uplift, comfort, and encourage readers from every walk of life. Sidewalk Flowers includes inspirational tales and topics taken from the lives of everyday people who exhibited extraordinary wisdom, kindness, and courage while traveling the sidewalks of life. Get your copy of Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 today, available in print and new audiobook. Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 by Glenda Lomax, available on Amazon.com in print or new audiobook.
There is no one on earth who has not been wronged at some time in their life. Everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has been hurt by someone. The pain you have suffered does not make you special. It is what you do with that pain that sets you apart. Life can make you bitter or it can make you better. You choose. The only difference between the two is the I.
Have you struggled with the promises of healing in the Holy Bible, not understanding why you could not make them yours? Have you tried reading, listening, confessing, and everything else you can think of, only to fall back into sickness again? Would you like to learn the truth about biblical healing once and for all in a way that is understandable and easy to apply in your own life? Learn the steps to healing and why they must be done in order. Learn why you confess over and over that you're healed and you still do not see the manifestation. Get your copy of The Healing Companion in print, Kindle, or new audiobook, available now on Amazon.com. The Healing Companion by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Do you trust me? Do you trust me to heal you? It was March 12, 2012, and I had just walked into my bedroom to put something away when the Lord spoke to me out of the blue. I had not been praying at the time, so it caught me by surprise somewhat. Do you trust me to heal you? Yes, Lord, I trust you. Of course I trust you. I tried hard not to panic. Why was he asking me that? He did not say why he asked me that question, but I pondered it for weeks. I had been studying healing because the Lord had told me to press in for a revelation on it, that it was necessary for me to move forward with the work he wanted me to do at Princeton. Inside, I was more than a little bit concerned that I knew why he was asking me. Not because he wanted or needed assurance I trusted him to heal me, but because he wanted me to be assured I trusted him to heal me.